Full Cast Audio presents What I Call Life by Jill Wolfson.
Chapter 1.
Everyone is always living her story.
When I first heard this, I thought, what kind of nutty philosophy is that? Who would buy it? Everyone? Always? All I had to do was look at my own personal situation to see how wrong-headed this kind of thinking happened to be. I looked around at where I was living at the time and with whom I was living and shook my head. No, sir. This isn't my story. This is nothing like my life. My life, what I call life, had been running its usual course up until recently, until everything came to a complete and total halt. That was the day my mother happened to have one of her episodes in full public view at the library. More on that later. I, for a fact, knew that things weren't as bad as they might look. Anyone who knew my mother knew that she'd snap out of it eventually. She always did. But certain people in the library didn't look too kindly on some of the things she was doing during her episode. So these certain people called the police, and, while one of the officers whisked my mother one way, another whisked me outside and loaded me into the back seat of his patrol car. That had been my first time ever in a police car, and while I suppose that most 11-year-old girls would have thrown a full-blown emotional conniption, I didn't...